as Sedgwick warned Jack that she didn't trust him. And what's this about Miss Sedgwick being gone, but her wheelchair is still in her tent? In just a moment, the trio will seek to pick up the trail. But just now, I promise to tell our guest, Mrs. Gray, how to mix the vitamin cocktail so that it's smooth and delicious. And I know a great many of you other friends who are planning to take Fleischmann's yeast regularly will want to know how to mix the vitamin cocktail, too. So listen closely, won't you? Now, here's all you do. Just break up a cake of Fleischmann's yeast in a dry glass with a fork. Be sure the glass is dry and that you use a fork. Both are important. Add just a little tomato juice and stir till smoothly blended. Fill the glass with tomato juice, give it another stir, and that's it, the vitamin cocktail. It contains all the vitamins known to be needed in human nutrition.
Well, I'm starting to drink the vitamin cocktail tonight, Mr. Dalstead.
Well, fine, but be sure to ask for Fleischmann's yeast with the yellow label. You see, Fleischmann's is the only yeast of any kind with both vitamin B complex and added amounts of vitamins A and D.
Oh, and by the way, Mr. Dalstead, how often should I drink a vitamin cocktail?
Well, two vitamin cocktails every day supply the daily minimum requirements of vitamins A, B1, C, and D, and a good supply of all the vitamins in the B-complex group. So, friends, if you need extra vitamins, drink a cake of Fleischmann's yeast and tomato juice the last thing every night, the first thing every morning. Yes, drink it, America. To your health.
The thing I don't get, Jack, is how you expect to talk like this.
Keep your voice down there. One thing we don't want is Holy Joe or his natives to know we're on the prowl. Try not to make so much noise walking.
What the heck can you do on these leaves?
You still ain't answered my question, son.
Yeah, well, in just a minute. Just ahead, we'll hit a path. No more talking now.
Hey, what's this?
This is the path I was telling you about. Come on, keep moving.
Well, I'll be doggone. Powdery dust. Feet don't make a sound.
Golly, suddenly got awful dark overhead. Not a star in the sky.
The path enclosed in a tangle of jungle vines.
Walls of vegetable matter, huh?
How the heck did you find it? And where are we going to wind up?
Miss Sedgwick, Swede, Stewart, and P.Y. were just entering it as I was making my rounds. I marked it, and then I came back for you two. I think we're going to wind up in a cave or a tunnel.
Doggone weirdest place I've been in yet.
That's your imagination.
I'll be doggone if it is. Just listen for yourself. Where's them night sounds we was hearing before we come in here?
Yeah, Jack. What about those?
I don't know.
Something else I want to know is, how come Miss S. knowed about this place? Where'd she get onto it?
P.Y.'s parchment map, naturally.
Hey, of course. Now I remember.
Yeah? What?
Why, when we first got off the yacht and was kind of cruising around the beach looking for a place to land, all of a sudden little old P.Y. let out a yip.
Yeah, Miss Sedgwick tried to hush her up.
Yeah, but not before P.Y. said that this here spot was a place marked on the map.
Sedgwick was very cute about the whole thing, and I never tumbled.
I mean?
Why, her tent is placed in the palm grove so that it almost backs up against the entrance to this fine tunnel. We put the tent where she told us without ever guessing what she was up to.
Oh, so it all her and her crew had to do was to lift up the back flap of her tent and the whole bunch of slip out that away.
You suppose that's why she had Sweet and Stewart sleep in her tent?
Why, of course it is.
Hey, hold on.
What's the matter?
The ground's changing.
Coming to the mouth of the cave?
Yeah, I think so. Let me feel around a little.
No little light?
No, not even a match. I don't know what we're running into. Yeah, this is the entrance to a cave or a tunnel, all right. It's a rock floor just ahead.
We going ahead?
Come on, not a word. Easy now. Hold it.
Boy, we sure do make an awful clatter, don't we?
The floor's dry. How about taking off our shoes?
That's okay if ain't no snakes or poisonous insects.
Oh.
No, there won't be. It's too cool. Take them off.
Yeah, I sure hope you're right.
There.
You ready, Jerry?
Yeah. What'll I do with my shoes?
Give them to me, honey. Little scraps of leather like them I put in my vest pocket. Mine I tie together by the laces and hang around my neck. And don't say ain't I afraid of asphyxiation, because I ain't.
Some lungs.
All right. Take this line, Doc. Jerry, you in the middle.
What's that for?
It's easier to follow one another in the dark. Something to help you, save you if you go over a ledge or into a crevice.
Well, you're leading the procession, son. Just take off.
Oh, I sure hope there aren't any sharp stones lying in our path.
Stone bruises ain't a bit of fun. Jack, is this here supposed to be a cave Holy Joe and his gal friend Sunya don't know about?
I don't know. Keep your voices down. Can't tell how sound will carry in a place like this. Seem to be coming to a turn. Or maybe it's just another cave. Anyway, take it easy.
Yeah. Hey, Jack.
Yeah?
Does Miss Sedgwick's wheelchair being back in camp and her not in it suggest anything to you?
You mean she's able to get up and walk?
What do you think?
No, I don't think so.
And how the heck is she getting around through these here caves?
Well, Sweet and Stuart are probably carrying her. Wait.
Hey, look up ahead. Lights.
Yeah, that's probably them.
They sure don't seem to be very worried about using the lanterns and flashlight.
Come on.
We're gonna try to creep up on them?
Yeah. They seem to be resting.
Funny they haven't gotten further than this.
Well, if Stuart and Sweet are carrying Miss Sedgwick, it'd naturally be slow. All right. No more talking now until we get up to them.
Nonsense. I'm perfectly able to go on. I won't have it any other way.
But, Miss Sedgwick, if you'd only trust Mr. Packard and Mr. Long, they would do this for you.
You're a little fool, P.Y. That red-headed Texan looks at you when you lose your head like any other silly young thing.
Oh, no, Miss Sedgwick. They are honest men, I think.
Yes, Miss Sedgwick. I believe you're wrong in not trusting Mr. Packard and Mr. Long.
Were you asked for your opinion?
No, ma'am.
Then please do not interrupt.
Just the same, Swede feels the same way I do.
Stuart!
That's right, ma'am. You can trust them, and you ain't a very smart woman if you can't see it, Miss Sedgwick, ma'am.
Are you finished?
No, but I quit talking.
Yes, in about time. Now pick me up and we'll go forward.
Just as you say, ma'am. Come along, Stuart.
Yeah.
All right, just a minute, Swede.
Good gracious.
Mr. Packard.
You bet you, Miss Sedgwick, and Doc Long and little old Jerry Booker right behind.
You sneaking, double-crossing trio of no good...
Now, what's the use of that kind of talk?
I knew you were after the treasure all the time.
You're being a very foolish and obstinate woman, Miss Sedgwick.
Am I indeed?
Yeah. The only interest we got in this expedition is to see that you and your party get home safe. Treasure's incidental.
You say that, but...
Is that what you're after now, the treasure? P.Y.?
Yes, Mr. Packard.
P.Y.
I do trust these men, Miss Sedgwick. You must not be angry with me, but I do trust them.
Oh.
It was Miss Sedgwick's hope to find treasure this night and return it to Cap before morning when Holy Joe come again.
It can be done that quickly?
Miss Sedgwick thinks so.
Well, that's a darn good stunt if it can be worked. Get the treasure and hide it in our dunnage, and then when Holy Joe comes with Edith, give him a darn map.
Yes. By the time Holy Joe discovers treasure is gone, we will be on Nightbird and far out to sea.
That's doggone good strategy, I swear to my grandma, to you.
So glad you approve.
Well, that sounds all right.
Listen.
What a pity you have been caught at it, eh?
Holy Joe.
Quick, put out the lights. Smash that lantern.
It is not necessary to put out lights. We have our own way to light the cavern. Have we not, Sunyar?
See, we have our own way.
That's Sunyar's voice, okay?
Yeah. Hiya, Sunyar, honey.
Not speak to me in those familiar tones.
Oh, don't, huh?
I am Sunyar, High Priestess. I'm High Priestess of the Chamber of Death. I'm companion to the Jaguar.
Companion to the Jaguar, huh?
Oh, Miss Sedgwick, I'm afraid.
You've got plenty of reason to be, kid.
Swede, stop frightening the child.
Well, Holy Joe, now that you know we're here, what about it?
Wait. I will set fire to the torches.
What's that for? What torches?
To light up cavern. It is not good that we should commune in darkness. Sonia.
Si, Master.
Light the torches to the left. I will light the torches to the right.
Si. I will do it.
The minute they light up a place, how about picking them off with a rifle?
Well, we can always do that. Let's see what they're up to first.
Hey, look, the place is lighting up.
Good jump in Jerusalem, where this here cave is as big as all outdoors.
There they are, up on that ledge across the cavern, 30 feet above our heads.
What's that they got on, anyhow? Hey, Holy Joe, what's them nightshirts you and Sunyar's wearing?
These are ceremonial robes.
Look like nightshirts to me, honey.
For that, I will slit your tongue with my own hand.
It is not well to make fun with the high priestess, senor. She is not named companion of the Jaguar for nothing.
This isn't getting us anywhere. Go about your business, and let us go about ours.
Ah, but this is our business, senorita.
You agreed to let us alone until morning.
Si, senorita, si. But you did not tell us you intend invading sacred precincts of priests of the Jaguar of the island of Skull.
This the temple of the Jaguar?
Si. You have come by roundabout way. But you have invaded sacred place, and that is too bad for you, senor.
What do you mean by that?
Once I could have made bargain with you. Once I could have saved you from what is about to come on you. Now I cannot. Now that which must be, will be.
And just what is your idea about what must be, sport?
Death, senor.
Si, death. For the senor's death in the pit of the Jaguars. For the senoritas, death will come stretched on altar of the monkey men.
Monkey men?
That is not pleasant death. You will be sorry you come.
Oh,
Jack brings you an important message.
47 men and boys were taken from one Yugoslav village last week and shot to death by their Nazi masters. A German sentry was killed in guerrilla warfare, and so 47 male citizens in the neighboring village were called from the fields where they were working beside their wives and from the workbench, and were lined up against a wall without even knowing why, and were shot down and then left there in a heap as a warning. But that wasn't the really ghastly part of this unlovely business. There weren't enough grown men left in the village by this time to make up the full 47 condemned, so the high command had a brilliant idea. His jackals went into the village school and brought out 13 of the older boys, ranging from 15 down to 11. They were lined up against the wall with their fathers to make the full complement of 47. And that's why in Yugoslavia today, the hills and backcountry are the refuge of school children, along with the guerrilla soldiers, because even the youngest child is not safe against the enemy we are fighting. The Nazi on the European continent and his blood brother, the Japanese, on the Asiatic continent and in the Pacific, breed lust and murder wherever they lay their greedy hands. And that is what they would breed in these Americas if they could but reach us here. And that is why this appeal I'm reading is coming to you from the United States government. That is why the Treasury Department has officially announced a war bond and stamp quota for you. Every one of you. Officially, you've been asked to set aside 10% of the family income for war bonds and stamps. This is something official you can do to revenge those murdered schoolboys and to prevent it happening here. Will you do it? Thank you.
If you're planning to add more vitamins to your diet, read the Fleischmann's yeast label first. Note the many important vitamins you get in this yeast. And mind you, Fleischmann's yeast with the yellow label is the only yeast with all these vitamins. And that includes fresh yeast, dry yeast, and any other kind of yeast. And if you bake at home, here's something important. Recent tests prove that four of the vitamins in Fleischmann's yeast, vitamins A, B1, D, and G, are not appreciably lost in the oven. They go right into your bread. The further adventures of Jack, Doc, and Jerry Booker in their search for the pirate loot of the Island of Skulls will come to you next week at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and produced by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you through the courtesy of the makers of Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast.
Next time you buy coffee, get Fresh Chase and Sanborn for a new experience in coffee flavor. It's not just one coffee, but a blend of many supremely delicious. The price is always reasonable. Your choice of drip or regular grind. Ask your grocer for Chase and Sanborn coffee. I Love a Mystery comes to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.